What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of KJC Radio. This is RJ Jeswin.
This is RJ Alice.
And this is RJ Poshali.
Today, we'll be taking you through the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation. So, Poshali, can you briefly tell us about female genital mutilation?
Yeah. So, FGM is a procedure of removal of external female genital or injury to a female genital organ for non-medical reasons. This is mostly carried out by traditional practitioners. In almost 30 countries in Africa and Middle East, FGM is a problem. This is also practiced in few countries in Asia and Latin America.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it's hurtful. In fact, girls who undergo FGM face short-term complications such as severe pain, shock, excessive bleeding, infections, difficulty in peeing, and long-term consequences for their sexual, reproductive, and mental health. And I think some step must be taken to prevent this practice.
Yes, there are steps taken for this issue. In 2012, the UN General Assembly designated February 6th as the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, aiming to amplify and direct the efforts to eliminate this practice.
I'm happy this step is taken. This practice has been around for more than 1,000 years. And there are reasons to think that FGM could end in a single generation. That is why the United Nations strives for its full eradication by 2030.
Together, we can build a nation where there is zero tolerance to female genital mutilation. That's all for the day. Stay tuned for more. This is RJ Jeswin.
This is RJ Alice.
And RJ Poshali.
Signing off.